Road of Life, brought to you by Duzz, D-U-Z, Duzz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Sounds like Dan, the Duzz mailman.
You heard right, Mr. Collier. And wait till you hear all these Duzz letters we got.
Well, let's see what's Duzzing in everybody's watch this week, Dan.
Here's a letter from San Francisco. Oh? Mr. Emmett Roebling has a new use for Duzz.
What's that?
He Duzzes his Packard car.
Oh, bet he goes to the store and says, a Packard of Duzz, please.
Oh. Say, here's one from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Mrs. W.H. Fitting says when she gets ready to bake potatoes, She Duzzes them first. Think of Duzzing a potato.
Well, she's sure a smart tomato.
Sure is.
Oh, here's a swell letter from Trenton, New Jersey, folks. Mrs. C.W. Voorhees says, I used to be a real fuss budget on wash day. I fussed about the grease on Dad's overalls, the dirt on Junior's trousers, my daughter's soiled dresses. Then I found Duzz, and the way it helps me whiz through my wash. I don't fuss anymore. I just Duzz everything. Well, that's the thing to do, Mrs. Voorhees. Duzz can't be beat for getting towels white or work clothes clean easy. Yet this new kind of soap gives you extra safety for your pretty colored rayons. Yes, Duzz does best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Duzz led the parade with its remarkable combination. Only Duzz gave you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for greasy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who Duzz. Duzz best.
Listen to Dan, the Duzz mailman. Duzz everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Most women go to Reno for a single purpose, divorce. Most women who are there experience a singular sensation, loneliness. Leaving their husbands means leaving their homes, their friends, their daily habits. The prospect of staring at the four faded walls of a hotel room is not pleasant. And while many of the women attempt to banish this uncomfortable feeling, with a gay, unnatural social whirl, loneliness still follows them. Carol Brent, who arrived in Reno some weeks ago and only recently brought herself to the point of beginning divorce action, sits quietly in her hotel room. In an effort to dispel the ever-present loneliness, she sews. The time, according to the neat little watch strapped to her wrist, is a few minutes after 12. The brilliant noon sunshine pours in through the windows. But in spite of its cheer, the room seems empty. Suddenly, there is a sharp, light, feminine knocking at the door. Upon answering it, Carol finds Pauline Drake, witty, wealthy, thrice-divorced New York socialite, standing before her.
Darling, aren't you going to be hospitable?
Of course, Pauline. Come in.
Thank you.
Let me hang up your jacket.
Don't bother. I'll just throw it across the bed. Were you busy when I knocked?
No, not really. I was just mending one of Janie's dresses.
And what was on the list after that?
You mean, what was I going to do when I finished?
Mm-hmm. Write letters.
Well,
I knew it. You must have a continual case of writer's cramp.
I do spend a lot of time writing, don't I?
Well, you'll have to change your schedule for this afternoon.
Oh?
That cute child of yours is tucked away in a nursery school, isn't she?
Uh-huh. Why?
Then it's settled. You're coming with me. And where are you going?
To the club now. No more questions. Now, let's see. Darling, you look wonderful. You can wear exactly what you have on. I like that outfit.
A blouse and skirt?
Oh, it has a very smart jacket. I've seen it before. Now, put a dab of powder on your nose and we can leave.
Are you serious about this, Pauline?
I certainly am. Now, hurry!
Well, it's awfully sweet of you to ask me.
What's sweet about it? You're an attractive girl. I like attractive people. It's completely selfish. I spent an evening with an analyst once who told me that... Well, never mind what he told me. It's 12:10 and we're being called for at 12:15.
Oh?
The club is about 7 miles out of town and...
Out of town?
What's the matter? Don't you like the open spaces?
Well, I have to pick up Janie at 5 and... I wouldn't want to ask someone to make a special trip to bring me in. Well, perhaps I'd better not go, Pauline.
Nonsense. I know someone who would be delighted to make a special trip for you. Don't give it a thought.
Someone who would...
What a darling little hat. Turn around this way.
I'm glad you like it. You were saying something about...
I'll tell you on the way downstairs. Ready?
Well, I guess I am.
Got your gloves?
Oh, no. No, they're right here, though. Thanks for reminding me. Go ahead.
You really should ask the clerk about getting you another room.
Why do you say that?
Well, yours is so tiny. The corner rooms are much nicer.
And much more expensive.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
I have to think of that.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. I haven't worried about the price of anything since I was 16.
You're very fortunate.
I wonder. Be a darling and push the button for the elevator, will you? Mm-hmm. I'd like to keep these gloves white for at least an hour. As I was saying, I think I'd rather enjoy the problem of which coat to buy if one were $1,000 and one were $3,000.
There wouldn't be any problem in the minds of most people.
Oh, let's walk down. It's only one flight.
Oh, here it is.
Now it's your turn to go first.
Thank you.
We're just on time.
Are we?
Yes, and that's very unusual for me. This way, he'll be waiting at the side entrance.
Who is he?
Well, that's what I started to tell you about upstairs. You're going to be the envy of everyone in Reno in less than 24 hours.
Pauline, you're being much too mysterious to keep a secret. Now, what is it?
I thought you'd guess. I'm talking about Stanley.
Stanley?
Stanley Eckard, silly.
Oh.
He'd die if he could see how unimpressed you were when I mentioned his name.
Is that who's calling for us?
Well, doesn't that do anything to you?
Well, I... You see, I...
Do you mean to tell me you weren't impressed by Stanley?
Well, he seemed very nice.
Nice? Don't tell me you've fallen in love with someone already.
Oh, no.
And I thought you didn't know any men in Reno.
I don't. To tell the truth, I had other things on my mind when I met Mr. Eckhart. I didn't pay much attention to him.
Well, here I am on time for once in my life, and he is... Well, there he is. Come on now, hurry. Hello, Stanley. How are you, darling? Are you coming?
I'm right behind you.
Hurry it up, can you? I'm blocking traffic.
We're hurrying as fast as we can.
Well, not a moment too soon.
Hello, Angel.
Hello, Pauline. Hello, Mrs. Brent.
Hello.
You'll hop right in.
Okay.
Oh, no. You get in the back, Pauline. Carol, you sit up in front, will you?
All right.
Well, we really have a beautiful day, haven't we?
Lovely.
Rather chilly back here, if you know what I mean.
I haven't any idea. Now, there's a fur lap robe in the corner of the seat. Help yourself.
Such generosity.
I'm so glad you're able to make it, Carol. When I first suggested the possibility of your coming out with us, Pauline said she didn't know whether you were free or not. Something about you going out to the club with someone else.
Did Pauline say that?
Mm-hmm.
She was teasing you. I didn't have anything better to do this afternoon than so.
Well, what's the difference? All I'm interested in is that you decided to come out to the club with me.
This car is as long as a Pullman train, and don't think I'm not lonesome back here.
Stop complaining and watch the scenery.
I detest scenery. I'd much rather look at the dashboard and listen to what you two are saying.
There's plenty of room up here, Mr. Eckhart.
Don't you think we ought to ask Pauline to sit with us?
Oh, stop worrying about her. She'll manage to look out for herself.
Be careful of what you say about me, Stanley Eckhart. I warn you, I'm a born gossip.
I was trying to pretend you weren't there.
Pretending won't help.
She's terribly amusing, isn't she?
Yes, in a way.
What's that? What's that?
We were talking about you, Pauline.
I know, but I didn't get all of it. I'll never again sit in the back seat of an open car as long as I live. Stanley Eckhart, I think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Why?
I send a perfectly lovely little client into your law office, and what do? How do you show your appreciation? You banish me to the back seat of your automobile and spend your time whispering with her.
Can you blame me?
Can I blame you?
Well, you said yourself she's a perfectly lovely little client. I'm only agreeing with you.
There you are, Carol.
What?
I told you you'd be the envy of every woman in Reno. And look how right I was. Look at the hit you've made with him already.
Oh, that's putting it mildly. You know, Carol, I've got more than a professional interest in getting your divorce through an hurry.
Have you?
Certainly. It's developing into a personal interest.
It seems terribly gay at the moment, but as we noted last week, watch Stanley Eckhart. Watch him closely and carefully. Instead of laughing, that's what Carol should be doing. Take pride in a job well done. So when it comes to washing dishes, let Duzz do them. Haven't you heard me say Duzz is best? It does everything in your wash. Well, that holds true for dishwashing, too.
Well, I'm just a bride. I haven't been washing dishes very long, but I don't like any part of it.
Oh, you'll like dozing dishes. This new kind of wash day soap really does everything for dishes.
For instance?
Well, look. Would you like suds that stand up till the last dish is done?
That would help.
Well, that's Duzz. This new kind of soap bounces into suds the instant you turn on the water. Suds that last so you don't keep reaching for more soap. And say, wouldn't you like fast action on grease?
Now you're talking.
Even the toughest frying pan is a cinch with Duzz. It whips through grease with no hard scouring. And here's something brides from 16 to 60 like. Duzz is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves them wonderfully soft and smooth.
Say, I'm gonna Duzz my dishes.
Smart gal. Duzz best. In the dishpan, too. Duzz everything. Listen tomorrow when DUZ Duzz will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Duzz, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.